This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
In the book of Genesis, the story of Jacob is a familiar one. By his wives and their concubines, he had 11 children in a relatively short space of time. The 12th son would be born later. It is also well known that Jacob was afraid of his brother Esau. Jacob was no fighter. On his way to his uncle Laban's house, Jacob had a dream. It is known to us as the account of Jacob's ladder. In the dream, he saw a ladder and angels ascending and descending on it. The Lord stood above it and gave him this message: "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Jacob acknowledged the presence of the Lord by taking the stone that had been under his head, setting it up and pouring oil on its top. Then he named the place Bethel, the house of God. He also made a promise to God that if God did indeed return him to his father's house in safety and provide for him all that he needed, then the Lord will be my God. Also, Jacob promised to give to God a tenth of all that God gives him. He arrived at Laban's house, met Rachel, fell in love with her, agreed to work 7 years for her. But when the day came for the wedding, it was Leah he married, not Rachel. He honored the marriage, finishing out the marriage week, and then he was given Rachel, whom he loved more than Leah. But he worked another 7 years for her. There was much deception on both sides, at the end of which Jacob had acquired great wealth. He also acquired a family. He was given 11 sons during this time. So because of the great wealth and the family, Jacob began to see a change in Laban's attitude toward him, and so he gathered his wives and children and possessions and left that place in the dark of the night. Laban pursued him, but was warned by God, "Be careful not to speak either good or bad to Jacob." So a pillar of stones was set up as a covenant between them. It was agreed that neither would go beyond that place in order to harm the other. Laban went home, but Jacob continued on his way. He sent messengers to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Esau responded by setting out to meet Jacob, accompanied by 400 men. This frightened Jacob, so he made a plan to send his people out in shifts, each bearing gifts for Esau. Jacob hoped that this would appease his brother, for he still thought Esau wanted to do him harm. Finally, Jacob was with the last group that consisted of his wives and 11 children and his two maids. He sent them across the Jabbok River, but he stayed by himself. While he was alone, a man wrestled with him all night. When the man saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then the man said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." Jacob wanted a blessing from him, which he got, and Jacob wanted to know his name, which he did not get. However, the man said to Jacob, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed." Jacob seemingly knew who the man was, though, because he named that place Peniel, denoting the fact that, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared." When Jacob looked up, he saw Esau coming toward him. Again, he divided his forces, putting the maids and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph last. Then he went ahead to meet Esau, bowing down before him. But Esau ran to him and embraced him. Then he asked, "Who are these with you?" Jacob said, "The children whom God has graciously given your servant." Introductions were made, and Jacob urged Esau to accept all the gifts he had been offered. Then Esau said, Let us take our journey and go, and I will go before you. Jacob did not want to travel with him, however, so he used the children and herds as an excuse for going slower than Esau would want to go. Jacob said that he would come to Esau in Seir. Esau was not finished yet, though. He offered to leave some of his people with Jacob to help out. But Jacob refused the offer, saying there was no need. So Esau left and went to Seir. Jacob had no intention of going to join his brother, as is seen when he reached Shechem in the land of Canaan. He bought land where he had pitched his tent earlier. There he erected an altar and called it El Elohe Israel. This means God, the God of Israel. Names are so important to pay attention to in the Bible as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.